meant to honor God. Taco's Janet Mefford says the song is both patriotic and a worship song.
What Christians generally have done is to thank the Lord for our freedoms, thank the Lord for our liberty, thank the Lord for the blessing of being able to live in this country, to worship Him freely.
In fact, the song doesn't mention America even once. It does have an awful lot to do with Jesus.
Christ was born across the sea.
McGinnis says the gratitude many Americans feel for some of the comforts of living here is distorted by the oppression and injustice visited upon their families, communities, and ancestors. Mefford says now the truth comes out.
It's going along with a lot of what we're hearing from the secular left denigrating the United States of America. And I've always found it bizarre to hear people who claim the name of Jesus Christ bashing America.
Besides, she says, America could use a good dose of God's truth marching on. I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Well, good day, everyone, everywhere. And special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Across the Border. This is a live weekly prophecy reality edition. See, do we have a scripture for the day? I'm certain we do. Let me open that up and read it to you. Should be here at number one. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent. That means they lack self-control. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, and fiercely so. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And there's more, as if that isn't enough. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away by diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. And if I drop down here toward the end of the chapter, yea, all that live, that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3. Just pull out your Bible sometime and read the whole chapter. But the description of men in these days, in the last days, and you know, we are in the last days, and we have been really in the last days for 2,000 years. Perilous times shall come, and perilous times are here. I've never seen anything like what I'm seeing now in the world. It offends the truth. And anyone who loves the truth, it offends your sensibilities that the world requires you to even vocalize a lie and will punish you for not doing it. Yeah, they are despisers of those that are good. It's a lot to take in. And we'll talk more about this as we get through the broadcast. right now, my prayers for everyone to be aware of what's going on in these last days. When we see this phrase here, having a form of godliness, of course, referring to all of the people that have the attributes listed before, many of them have a form of godliness, okay? Like the Antichrist and his anti-Christian apostate church, that great apostasy that rose up as predicted by the revelation and by Paul himself in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the man of sin and the great apostasy would rise up at the same time together, and they did. As foretold, when the Roman Empire fell and was divided into 10, and then the Antichrist and his government ruled in Western Europe for 1260 years. They had a form of godliness to the world. People looked at them and thought, how holy. And, you know, they spoke in a foreign language and they said holy things and they did holy things and they made holy signs. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof because they sought to supplant the power of the gospel, the power of the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit with their lying wonders and powers and the power of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, they deny by substituting it with a bloodless sacrifice in the form of a wafer. And they call it, yeah, they call it the sacrifice of the gospel, but theirs is a false gospel. And of course, 2 Timothy 3:5, Paul here, but we are warned here in this letter to, from such turn away. Yeah. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. And you go, well, no, they are, yes, they are that way. To lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts. Now, you know, I've read the playbook for the shadow government that rules the world. And this is part of their, how they operate. They creep into houses and lead silly women captive, especially if those silly women have money or great fortunes. They creep into the houses of widows, and they've wrote a book that this is how they're to operate, the shadow government. And they've been operating this way for, you know, 500 years, and they've been very successful. There's a lot of, I've gone over the shadow government that rules the world for the Antichrist. And you can look that those studies up on my website. Basically, it's from history. It's their own rules that they laid out for the operation of their sect, their shadow government, so that they could not only creep into the widows' houses and steal their fortunes away, but all the houses of all those that are rich. And that's why being rich today, being very rich, means that you will be visited and you will obey the Antichrist and his shadow government operatives, or they will destroy you. Yeah. And they'll find someone in your family to take your place. They will. And it happens over and over again. Someone who will comply with them and the operatives that they put in charge of your case. So thank God that you're not filthy rich. Thank God that you don't have a lot of power and notoriety and you don't have fame and fortune in the world. Because when you do, they are coming for you. So if you wonder how this happens, how all of this is going on, it's because the Antichrist controls all of the monetary systems of the world. And how could we be surprised? We've all read chapter 13 of the Revelation, how at the end, before Christ returns, that there is going to be a monetary mark a number, an identification that everyone on earth will be required to have to participate. So it doesn't matter how much you have. But the silly women, they can control. And there's a lot of silly men, too, who believe lies and go along with their plan to perhaps exterminate most of mankind. Because who is really, when you think about the Antichrist and his shadow government, who is really in control of them? Well, the scripture tells us that the dragon gives them their power in the Revelation. And the scripture even tells us who the dragon is. Satan, the god of this world. He gives them their power and great authority to the beast, to the Antichrist, the false prophet, and everyone that they put in power ultimately goes to the top, and that is the dragon who gives them their power. And that's who wants to kill all of mankind. So if you wonder, if your mind is boggled, most people just will not believe it. They cannot accept that there are people in the world that intend to kill most of mankind under the guise of, oh, it's a good thing. We need to reduce the population. Eugenics. And they've been carrying out their plan. Remember we went to DJOL.com. It's gone now. Their prognostication, their prospect, their prognostication that the population of the United States of America would be reduced by more than 2/3 down to what, 90 million, 99, about 100 million. But I believe it was less than 100 million. I have it in some of my videos, the screenshot for you, because the website, that part is gone. Yeah. Their projections for the future, they're all gone. So you can't go there anymore. Why did they make those projections? Yeah, we have some news items. And I was looking at some, oh yes, the WHO. The WHO. Now this, I don't know, see, because if I go to the WHO website, they say certain things there, and they said that they're doing, for the moment, that was their phrase, for the moment, they're advising the children not get the vaccine for the moment. Now, I know they did a pause before, but then they unpaused, you know. When you pause something, that means you have to use the latrine, or go fill your cup with coffee, or get a bit of fresh air, but you're going to come back and unpause. Okay, so it's really for the moment means that they've implemented another pause, which means that the outcry was becoming too loud about children dying from the vaccine and having little children having heart attacks like their old men who have misused their health for so many years. Okay? So, for the moment, which means that they will unpause it after they get their cup of coffee, after the outcry dies down, because the Antichrist and his shadow government, which works for Satan, the dragon, the god of this world, he loves it. He's got it going on. His wildest dreams for humanity to reduce the population of earth, to kill mankind made in the image of God, and with the prospect of eternal life through Christ Jesus. See, the God of this world does not want you to have that. He does not want you to exceed to eternal life through Christ Jesus. He wants you dead, and he wants you dead as soon as possible. And if not dead, suffering as greatly as he can have you suffering. That's what the God of this world wants. He hath come not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And all of his agents that are working for him, how can you just think, it just seems too unbelievable that there is a conspiracy out there, and that people that you love and trust in the government, can I name some names? Fauci, Trump, Gates, Whitmer, Newsom. The list just goes on and on. I mean, this news site here, Biden press secretary confirms bribery vaccination plot to convince kids to get the jab in exchange for the an Xbox. Oh, how about free donuts? And if that won't work, we'll give you $1,000. How about $1,200? How about the new stimulus package that you can get if you get vaccinated? All of our channels on YouTube could be shut down. On Odyssey, I'm just like 12 points away from getting my 50 points needed to stream live on Odyssey. So hopefully I'll get that before we lose, because we have strikes on both of our YouTube channels, my Prophecy Reality channel and First Amendment Radio is one strike away. I'm two strikes away, but I've got more than one strike. It's just they fall off after 90 days. So that's why we haven't been posting anything to First Amendment Radio, because we're liable to get a strike on just about anything. They never tell you what you said, but so if we get off of there, remember, you can go to Odyssey, BitChute, which we're also on, and let's see, what else are we on? Oh, we're also on DLive for live. You're live there, but the videos self-destruct after 3 days, so there's no... But for the most recent, you can go to DLive for this broadcast anyway. I don't know. I don't think I have a First Amendment Radio DLive channel. Or yes, I do. That's right, I do, because we're streaming on three channels. Plus, we have our audio streams on First Amendment Radio. Okay, and I did mention, while I'm in the middle of the news here, last week I mentioned that our well went dry, and it did, and it's still dry. We have to have a new well sunk. We can't fix the old one. So I have half of the money, and I'm still waiting for the other half. And I'm also supposed to meet the guy who wants half down to put my well in, and supposed to meet him today or soon on the property here to divine which spot we're going to put the well in. But anyway, I want to thank the people that responded. Remember that it's your generosity that allows First Amendment Radio and the work that I'm doing here to continue. And God bless every one of you. I hope and pray that this is a good investment for your giving into the kingdom of God. See, that's the way I look at it. It's not giving to charity. I'm investing in the works of God's kingdom. Because Jesus said, where your heart is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So our treasure needs to be in eternity. Yeah, that's where it should be. Because that's the only thing that's going to last. So make sure that your treasure is being stored up beyond the grave. Because this life is very fleeting. Yeah, very fleeting. Anyway, thank you all for your kind responses out there. I love you all. I pray for you all continually. Everyone that gives or just listens, because I know a lot of you share stuff because you don't have any money, or you're already giving where God has told you to give somewhere else. And just make sure that those investments are good and that they're serving in God's kingdom, because there's a lot of charlatans out there. So wherever you give, you know, just be sure, look into it and make sure. I told you that I was giving to Samaritan's Purse, and because I do a lot of good works when there's disasters and stuff, and I like to be part of that. That's a good investment, you know, and they bring the gospel. But I had to withdraw from there because of their things with the vaccine, the hospital in New York. What a waste, a monumental waste of money that was. And so a lot of bad decisions there. And then Franklin Graham getting on board and almost volunteering to push the jab into your arm and stuff. I mean, it just really, really bothered me that he did that, because I love a lot of the things that he says and a lot of the stands he's taken in the past. And I don't hold him accountable for his father's faults and his father's in God's hands now. So, you know, I hope and pray that, that God has mercy on everyone, because I know I'm far from perfect and I've done a lot of terrible things in my life. Yeah. Haven't we all? And if you don't think you have, well, I guess you don't know yourself. Yeah. Cause we're all, you know, without the blood of Christ, we have no hope. We would have no hope. It's only by what he has done that we can even look forward to eternity, let alone store up our treasure there. So anyway, so that's moving forward, and we will have water restored soon. I don't know if I shared with you, I'm connected to my neighbor's well, but his well is less than 10 feet deeper than mine. So I think he's going to run out of water by the end of the summer, if not really soon, because the water has still continued to drop here because of our continued droughts. Okay, back to some news here. Oh, yes, I did want to share a video with you. This one here. Let's see, Butch Paw sent me this one. He does an email list. If you're not on an email list, and this one can be kind of frightening, I have to say. Try and get it on here. But this is a woman who works in the, industry where, trying to think of it, staffing industry for corporations. You know, people who are looking to replace people who need to be replaced, and looking forward into the future too. A lot of these large corporations have staffing personnel, or they hire companies. And this woman, who we're going to hear from right here, she's an executive in one of these companies. And we'll hear what she has to say when we get back from these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is a little bit frightening. I hate to hear this kind of stuff. But we have to wake up, and we have to learn to rely solely upon God and his peace that passes all understanding in these terrible times that we're living, and it's only just begun. I'll be back.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening across the border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. Thank you for showing up for the broadcast, those people in the chat room who so far today have had nothing to say. Let me check out this other chat room over here. They've got it going on over here at DLive. It's mostly one person. Oh, two people in the chat room over there. Yes, indeed. It's good to see you there, Fuzzmeister, Mr. Wordsworth, Dale, Gigi, Wacky, and Guy in the Corporate in the chat rooms over there. Spread the word around. Who wants to hear this stuff anyway? Not many people I know. Okay, where were we at? Oh, yes, I had this BitChute video here that I was going to share with you. And let's see, I'm going to have to turn this up. Oops. Yeah, terrible. Okay. Oh, no. I guess before I start it, I'll answer this. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Nick.
Yes. Hey, Dale. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I'm listening to your broadcast on FAR, and your chat is not working. I can't put anything into the comment section.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. I mean, it says I'm in the chat, but it won't let me post anything.
Well, yeah, because nobody's posted anything. That's weird.
Yeah.
I just posted something, but... Oh, I think I need 12 more. I got 38 there, so I need 12 more of whatever that their digital money is.
I got 61. Yeah, I'll go on there and I'll give you some.
Okay, well, I'd appreciate that. And then next week we'll be on Odyssey.
Great. Okay.
All right.
All right, well, you're breaking up, and I'll go back to the chat.
Okay. Thanks, Dale.
Okay.
They hear you. All right. Well, that was Dale saying that he can't put anything in the chat room. You might want to switch to the DLive chat room, and I guess I need to get a new chat room if it's just going to not be working. But I just put some random things in there, so I guess maybe nobody can be in the chat room but me? How did that happen? Okay, well, forget that for now. But you can go to DLive. They've got a chat going on there. And, yeah. And they like to chat over there. So, Mr. Wordsworth and Fuzzmeister are having a good conversation over there at DLive. And that's DLive.tv/Prophecy Reality News. All one word, of course. And, oh, gosh. Can I put that in the chat room? Will it let me? Yeah. So you can go over there, and because, yeah, I'm going to have to do something about this. Okay, but, okay, enough time spent on that, but you can see I'm live on, oh, is that D? Huh. Am I, why is it showing the wrong, oh, because I'm not playing it. Okay. See, this is why most professionals have a producer on staff, so they don't have to take care of all this stuff. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, we'll go back here. Okay, well, I'm going to play this, and you can, we can discuss it afterwards. Here's this woman, executive at this staffing firm. Okay.
So about 8 years ago, I lost my baby during pregnancy, which is the reason that I actually left the healthcare field, because I was working with pregnant women, primarily reproduction and endocrinology, and I just found it was a little bit too difficult for me to provide quality of care given my recent loss. So I went back into full-time working in the gas and oil and recruitment sector. And to this day, I am running a global gas and oil recruitment firm. And the reason that this is important is because of what I am seeing as an executive in this industry happening right now as a result of the COVID vaccines. And it's something called succession planning. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. But basically what it is companies need to plan for what's going to happen as their staff move on. Rather, they move up the line, they retire, so on and so forth. And succession planning is something that I help companies with professionally by offering them recruitment services. So they'll come to me and say, hey, we're going to need 100 guys to, you know, staff this rig, so on and so forth. And so we'll provide them that service. Well, what's really interesting, what's happening right now, and it's actually mortifying, not just interesting, is that executives are having their HR staff and their managers, superintendents, foremen, so on and so forth, go through and look at the staff that have received the vaccines. And they're planning to have to replace them all within the next 3 years. What does that say to you? This is something that's, you know, it's got some of these guys literally in tears as they're going through the company and literally checking off all of these individuals that have taken the vaccine, knowing that most likely in the next 3 years, they're going to have to plan to replace that person. What does that say to you? And this is a really big thing in the industry that I'm in, and a lot of talk going on around this at the moment, because these massive companies, massive gas and oil companies, are looking to have to replace thousands of personnel, and I'm in that line of work that does the staffing for these large gas and oil companies, and they're pretty petrified as for what's going to happen to their staff, but also their businesses, because they project that they're going to lose, you know, roughly half of their personnel.
Dr. Reiner Fulmick is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity.
Now, I don't have any way to verify. I don't know who this woman is. All I know is she posted this video, and there seems to be confirmation out there. It was just in the news, and you can check out this series for yourself. Four British Airway pilots, young guys, not old like me, you know, young guys, pilots in their 40s, maybe 50s, you know, the prime years of your life, if you're healthy, have died. Yeah. And need to be replaced. Another thing is, my daughter is flying to visit family this month on American Airlines, but just got a notification that American Airlines is canceling hundreds of flights because they don't have staff. Of course, they're not saying why. Okay. And this goes right along with the predictions of Deagle.com that by 2025, if, like this woman says, in the next 3 years, they're planning on replacing everyone who obeyed and, you know, got the jab. I hope this isn't true. I, you know, but that the population is going to drop in America by, you know, 2/3 by 2025, according to Deagle.com predictions and according to the crimes being committed. By, if you listen to this video, and I think my stuff's getting there in the chat room, even if no one else is able to post. So I'm going to post this video in the chat room, both at Deagle.com, DLive. So I can go over here to DLive and post that there. And so check that out later, after the broadcast, or if you can't wait, I guess you'll listen to it instead of me. But anyway, you should save these links. They're being pasted there now. And I'll paste it on my website after the broadcast, if I remember. If I don't remember, someone can email me and remind me to do that if I forget. And in my chat room, it doesn't allow the word B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E because of the female dog part of it. And I tried to fix that in my chat room, but I couldn't. Yeah. So I guess maybe it's time to, well, it's certain words aren't allowed in the chat room. And that's one of them. Okay, Fuzzmeister says, that's what I heard, Nicholas, two-thirds, so you heard that. And incrementalism is their standard operating procedure. The Jesuits have been poisoners from, and they've been poisoning us for decades in America. Yeah, for the last 100 years at least, you know, ever since they got into the food industry, medical industry, they totally run the pharmaceutical industry. You know, look at all the liars that they got, frontmen and spokesmen they have out there pushing their agenda of eugenics. And it seems to be working very, very well. So, yeah, it's sad news, but we need to be aware that these are the times that we're living in. And it's going to get worse. Because when they start enforcing the Mark of the Beast, and I've called this program, I've labeled it the 2030 March to the Mark of the Beast, because that's what we're on. 2030 is their new target date, and they want to, by that time, put an end to all other currencies, and that's one reason why they brought about all of these lockdowns, okay? Because never in the history of the world have healthy people been quarantined. Never. This is the first time that they could get away with it, and that up to half the people would continue and happily go along with it. Shows you how deluded the people are today and the great delusion that the scripture foretold of the days that we would live in, where people will not hear the truth. But like I said, they can put a pause on things. We're going to, for the moment, yeah, put a pause, because people will, if too many people's, you know, children start dying immediately. And I don't think, of course, they didn't intend for people to start dying immediately. You know, it's just that their plans in the past to poison people have not been quite effective enough. The human body is very resilient. You know, God will hold them in derision. You know, they're going to have to just come out and start killing people like they did in the past. And they will. The scripture tells us that those that will not go along with the mark of the beast, that many of them will be beheaded. Okay. Who is, was, Dijal, says Gigi Coyle in the chat room there. And we don't know. It's been researched, but I'll tell you who they are. They're part of the Antichrist shadow government. Because of the things they're into and what they know and their prognostication for the future, which they have removed. Okay. Yeah. They're just telling people in that industry, people who they give that website to, their friends, to, so they know where to invest. Okay. Because they invest in death and destruction and war, because that is a war site. Okay. And that's for people that invest, to know where to live and what places you'll be safe in. Yeah. Yeah. So that's who is, was Deagle, another, an operation for the oligarchs. And the only oligarchs are those that the Antichrist allows to live and go on, because they can just kill you. I mean, you wonder why your Antichrist Supreme Court. These people go in there and they seem so wonderful when they go in, but they change their minds and they allow one, or I don't know. It seems even the one that you thought would never change. You see changes there anyway, because they have total control, everything, everywhere. They use whatever means, the ends justify their means. I mean, the means justify their end. And the end is total control and submission to the Antichrist and his shadow government. That's the end. So, and if killing off, I mean, they've always hated America because of our liberty. Yeah. And they've worked very hard ever since this and the inception, even at the inception of America. They are the ones who gave us a constitution. They had to give a constitution that was acceptable at the time. But they were able to consolidate power in Washington, D.C. And that's all they needed, because they've been working in governments over many hundreds of years. You know, they had a 1,260-year reign. They know what they did wrong, and they know what they did right. They know what works. And that's why they wrote their rules for taking over the governments of the world, their shadow government. And it has worked. When you read those rules and you survey history and you see them actually working in history to put into action those rules for ruling the world, you see that they have done it, and that they have done a more than adequate job of implementing. Yeah. Mr. Wordsworth says, the end is absolute despotism under the Antichrist papacy. And yes, we are talking about the papacy, the Antichrist. And there's a white pope, there's a black pope. The black pope is the head of the top tier in the shadow government. And from there, they have layers of people that go out under them. And then under them, more layers. They have many layers of culpable deniability. Until they can gain total control, they will go along with liberty. They'll play the game. You know, it's like this. You hear a lot of outcry, and it comes up, well, it seems, a couple times a year, that you have these Catholics that want to deny the sacrament. You know, the false sacrifice. to certain people in government. Because, why? Because there are good people in the Catholic Church who know that abortion is murder. They know it, and they have to keep these people appeased. So they drag it out a couple times every year, and they threaten those people that actually do work for the Antichrist, that are part of his apostate anti-Christian church, and they threaten to withhold the sacrament from them. But these people are not out of step with the Antichrist, because the Antichrist wants to kill as many people that are not a part of his great apostasy as possible. He wants to wipe them off the face of the earth. I've read history. How many genocides did they commit? How many babies did they take and dash their heads against the rocks to kill them because they were the offspring of what they deemed to be heretics according to their doctrine and their requirements? They had no compunction about aborting people at any age, pre-birth or post-birth, up to old men. They will abort you. They will extirpate all heretics. And if they have to extirpate some of their own at the same time, no problem. You know, the ends justify the means. God will sort them out in the end. It doesn't matter. For those that are true believers. Okay. Yes, indeed. All of that. And it just goes on and on. But God, the scripture says that he will hold them in derision. The kings of the earth. Yes. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves together and the rulers take counsel together. What's this vain thing that they imagine? That they will actually win. They imagine a vain thing. The vain thing they imagine is that they will win. That in the end they will inherit the earth. Yeah. They believe they will inherit the earth. Or their children will inherit the earth. While they kill everybody else's children. And like I said, if the Antichrist, the false prophet, yeah, the guy in the white robes, he is the false prophet. The antithesis of the true prophet is who the false prophet is. I don't care what anyone says. It doesn't take a whole lot of wisdom to figure that one out, who the false prophet is. He is the same as he's called the Antichrist. He's called the man of sin. Another moniker for him is the false prophet. And he stands up there in his white robe and his white beanie. Okay. And he's spouting out his doctrine for the Antichrist church, and it's spreading over the whole world. Yeah. A lot of deluded people following him. And all engaged for their great reset. Now, I was playing that video earlier from BitChute. If you listen to that whole thing, you've got these people that are bringing a suit against many of these people. And, you know, I mean, if we're going to bring charges against these guys for conspiracy, crimes against humanity, basically is what they've done. Well, who's going to hear it? What tribunal? What set of judges? Are we going to go to The Hague? you don't think the Antichrist already owns The Hague? Yeah. Going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States? Yeah, no, those people, if they were good when they were brought there, you know, because a lot of them we judged by their past decisions, what kind of people they were, do you think the Antichrist would let them alone? Would allow them to vote any way they want? Do you think that nobody is controlling the Supreme Court of the United States of America? When you consider that the majority of them are members of the anti-Christian church, though none of them really believe that, they really believe. Yeah. Because it has such a form of godliness. How could it be otherwise? But you know what? I'll bet you now they know. I'll bet you now they know the truth. Now that they've been threatened to make the right decisions, to make the decisions that they're told to make. And you know, they're pretty wise. Most of these decisions are going to be, you know, 4 to 5, 3 to 6, you know, to make it seem like that there's some reality there. Just like the last election. Seemed on the up and up for most people. Anyway, we're going to a break here. We're going to have some news. And we will come back. You're listening to Cross the Border, our live prophecy reality edition. I will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Calvary, that's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost its power. At Calvary, Calvary, there my Jesus won the victory. There he gave himself. Brother, give no thought for what tomorrow it may bring. Your Father, he knows your heart. He knows your every need. Just seek him in his truth and rest upon his word. Share his love to everyone. Let's all just praise the Lord. Let the stars fall from the skies. Let the sun refuse to shine. In darkness, I know there will be a light for all mankind. It doesn't matter who you are or whatever things you've done, 'cause Jesus, He still loves you and calls for you to come to Calvary. And it's there that sin has lost its power at Calvary. Calvary, that's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Crews continue to dig for survivors and bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Eben Brown is there.
Another victim found yesterday means the tally is now 12, with 149 still missing. The rescue workers have been at it nonstop, like Lieutenant Douglas Duarte of Florida's Task Force 1 Search and Rescue.
You find strollers and baby bottles, stuffed toys, you know. It just brings a sense of reality to the moment.
Tomorrow will mark a full week since the Champlain Condo South Tower collapsed. President Biden and the First Lady are scheduled to visit and talk with families. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A situation at a spa continues to make headlines, and even though it may have occurred in California, one resident of the Golden State says people in all states should be concerned. Chris Woodward has more.
The Los Angeles area Wee Spa had a male in the women's area. He wasn't wearing any clothing, causing women to be upset. One of them confronted employees and was told it was the law to allow him in the women's area. That prompted the woman to video this confrontation.
He is a man. He is not no female. He is not a female, sweetie. Okay, girls down there, other women who are highly offended for what they just saw. And you did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. So We Spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there and get into the women's section. Is that what you're saying? What law?
AFN saw a comment from Jonathan Keller, Chief Executive Officer of California Family Council.
Even if you are not in the state of California, this is a tragically important story because we've seen members of the Biden administration, I mean, look no further than his Vice President, Kamala Harris, formerly from California, the Health and Human Services Secretary, Javier Becerra, formerly from California. Repeatedly, President Biden and other people have said that they want to make America California. They look to the state of California for leadership and ideas on how they want to implement policies. So even though this policy might not yet be in your state, it could be coming very soon if we don't all speak up.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Because Congress controls the schools in the District of Columbia, a GOP representative is introducing a bill to protect students corrupted by the Marxist, anti-white, critical race theory.
The Washington Free Beacon reports Wisconsin Representative Glenn Grothman's bill would end subjecting students and teachers to the highly controversial critical race theory, which forces them to publicly apologize for being white. Jonathan Butcher of the Heritage Foundation thinks this is important.
No one should be compelled in their speech or in their expressive behavior, right? You can't compel someone to say or affirm or believe something. And so that's, you know, an important principle to rest proposals like this on.
Butcher emphasizes that CRT is discriminatory. He adds the theory is driving discrimination in schools today.
Washington, D.C. is within the jurisdiction of Congress, so it is certainly within their, you know, within their authority to be saying to D.C. public schools that it is inappropriate to be teaching, advocating ideas that are racially discriminatory.
The Beacon also reports the bill would bar educators from teaching that white students are individually responsible for past actions of other white individuals. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Much of the western U.S. continues to struggle with a crippling heat wave. Dan Springer is in Seattle.
Meteorologists say a high-pressure system is to blame for a patch of hot air sitting over the region. People have been advised to stay inside as much as possible. But in an area where air conditioning is not a given, others sought out the shade to beat the heat.
No way. It's too hot. We had to escape.
First responders say they're seeing a spike in heat-related calls. And with all that heavy equipment, they're taking precautions of their own to keep their people safe.
Get our news online at onenewsnow.com and on the One News Now mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org. to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. My chat room seems to be sabotaged. They're shutting up voices. Maybe that guy who keeps trying to call me and can't say anything, maybe he's experiencing the same thing. I don't know. I was glad Dale got through today. Yeah, I don't know even where all my regular listeners are. They ain't showing up today. Pretty sure that First Amendment Radio has been shadow banned for like 12 years now. I remember when it kind of went and started going south on the internet. We were growing exponentially. And then between 2008 and 2010, it just seemed to drop off. Yeah, so I don't know. What do we expect? It? The world doesn't love us. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I guess the father just wants me to stick around longer, and I plan on sticking around. I plan on being one of the 99 million that are still living in 2026. At least that's my plan. Okay, they may come for me after 2030. You never know when they're going to come for me. I guess they can come for me anytime they want. Anytime they get a notion. I guess that's one of the advantages of having no notoriety. And God doesn't need anyone to have millions of viewers. Like I said, it's you out there. If you tell your family and your family tells some other people what's really going on, you can get, I mean, I know some of your family won't listen. Yeah, some of my family won't listen. So what can we do about that? Well, nothing. You know, we can't deny the truth or decide, oh, well, maybe I'll just go to hell too because my loved one's going. No. That's ridiculous to say that. We have to walk in the truth. You know, the elect have no choice. You know, no matter what, because we realize that this whole creation is God's. That God created everybody. We didn't create anybody. Even our own children are His creation. He ordained it all. It's all His. Some for glory, some to eternal life, and some for destruction. And it's up to Him. We can't say, well, I don't like that. I don't like God's decision there. I mean, you could say that, but what good is it going to do? You know, we just have to accept that God, by His wisdom and with His foreknowledge of everything, because He knows everything, and I know almost nothing compared to what He knows, is like, if you take what God knows and what I know, it's like nothing. You know? So who am I to say, to judge God? And a lot of the world, they do that. They judge God, especially those atheists that hate God and try to deny Him. They judge Him all the time to try to convince others that they should deny Him too. Okay, let's see, what else do we got? We must have some more news items here or something. Maybe we should. This week, I was thinking about next week. It's going to be hot. It's going to be in excess of 100 degrees here every day for like 10 days at least. And it's 80 degrees in my studio today, which is nice and cool, which means it's only going to get up to 100 or so today. But when it gets up to 110 and continually, then it doesn't even cool off at night. So if I'm not here next week, it'll be because I decided not to sit in the hot studio for, the hours needed to do a broadcast. And the overwhelming demand, too, demands that maybe I take a week off. Anyway, you don't have to miss a thing. I've been going through a Jeremiah study throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday here, finishing up that study this week. And if I don't say the same things in that study, only, you know, we go through Jeremiah as I say the same things. Do expository teaching, preaching on Jeremiah. Tell you to be ready, you know, to lay down your life for Christ, because those are the times that we're in. And those are the times we're moving forward to. Okay? Is the time that we will have to lay down our life for Christ. You know, they may be held in derision, but they come together. They will come together to murder God's people. I mean, right now they're just randomly killing anyone they can through these modes of extermination that they've come up with over the last century. And all the wars, the world wars, everything, that's what it's all about. You know, the Antichrist and his shadow government are behind them all. I mean, it's astounding when you go through true history. That's why they don't like to teach history, and why they have mind control the youth and the masses into destroying their own history. Yeah, you're mind controlled if you're out there tearing down and trying to change the times and the seasons and the history of the nation, you're mind controlled. You're deluded. And your delusion is a spell from the Antichrist. And the scripture foretold it. It talked about three frog-like spirits that have gone throughout the earth to prepare for the great day of God Almighty. You know, that day coming when Christ will return with all of his saints, will be with him. And then the world will counsel together. They'll join their forces to combat that alien threat. And, but while that's going on, as I've said before, that the elect, God's people, the saints that he brings with him, we won't be worried about it because they can't kill us, because we will have our new glorified forever bodies that will never die or never get sick or never get old. See, that's why you want to store up your treasure in eternity, because that's part of your treasure. All the promises of God are yours. And as far as that treasure and what it will yield in eternity, I know that it'll be better than anything I could get in this life, which I'm going to lose at the end of this mortality. So, yeah, I want a forever treasure. Yeah, excuse me. I don't want a retirement fund so that I can not work until I die. Yeah, because I'm already retired, right? Say, retire me so I can keep going on down the road. Yeah, and keep working for God and for his kingdom. And I may not be very good at it. I've received a lot of criticism here on, you know, what a poor individual as a Christian I am, and how terrible my service to God has been. Yeah, I hear stuff like that all the time. What am I going to do about it? Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing the best that I can. This may not be acceptable to some other people out there, but hey, you know, if it's not enough for God, then he has to do something in me to make it better. But, you know, and if he chooses to keep using me, then I'm all for it. I got nothing else to do. Nothing better to do. Yeah. So I don't know what else I would do. How about you? What else would you do? What are you doing? Are you sowing to God's kingdom? Where is your treasure? Truly, where is it? Is it in this life? Is it on this side of the grave? Are you trying to get your best life now? Well, knock it off. You know, you just realize you're already dead. You already have a death sentence. So might as well take the rest of your life and invest it in God's kingdom forever. And then yield that eternal fruit. And don't even question what it is. Just know that it will be beyond better than anything you could ever have in this life. Yeah, beyond it. Let me check out. Oh, that's terrible. My chat room doesn't work. I'll try to get on that. Maybe find a new chat room this week. I need a web person. Because my web presence is falling way behind. And sometimes it's just overwhelming for me to have to learn all that stuff again. And either that or I need a gift with a web firm, you know, whatever it costs to get some professionals to build your websites. Yeah, because I am not a professional. That much is obvious, right? Okay, First Amendment Radio. We have an app. It's called the Prophecy Reality News app. That's my app. And that way you can pretty much listen to good Bible teaching all day long, along with current events. We've got David Knight over there. Every afternoon we rebroadcast him, and overnight we rebroadcast him early morning if you're on the left coast. Right coast? Left coast? I guess that's the right coast. Anyway, the east coast, our eastern part of the nation, it would be early in the morning. And so, if you want to hear the latest on, especially, you know, the 2020 lockdown panic, panic-demic, then, yeah, you have David Knight. We'll keep you up to date on that. And we got a lot of other good broadcasters out here and good sound, theologically sound, reform teaching we get from Ligonier Ministries. So check that out throughout the day, or get our app, and or you can go to on your iProduct iPhone, because we don't have the app in the Apple Store anymore, because I didn't want to pay them extortion fees every year to have an app in their store. And anyway, so we have firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI, and I think that also works on firstamendmentradio.com/MOBI. I have two different servers. I'm working on moving everything to a new server also. And that's why I need a web guy. So you can see I'm not idle behind the scenes here. I'm way in over my head, I have to tell you, especially on the web presence thing. I'm way over my head. So if there's anyone out there that is a web professional, I'll even pay you if you can help me out. Yeah. I'd even pay for it, because God's going to supply the money anyway. So if that's the way I have to go to get it done, but I'm looking at topside 2030. We'll be off of the web altogether. I don't know if there'd be any dark web or something. I'm sure there always is. If you can hook up and get an address anywhere on the internet, you can experience the dark web, you know, or be on the black market web. And I would say you're going to need, if you're going to survive beyond 2030 without the mark of the beast, you're going to need some barter. So whether that's silver, I suggest silver, you know, junk silver, dimes, quarters, half dollars, silver dollars, because they're small denominations. Because if you have large denomination gold, well, that's going to be hard to spend unless you're looking for big ticket items. But if you, the more silver you have, and recognizable government, U.S. government coin or whatever government coin will probably be the most recognizable and the most accepted, because you want something that's acceptable too. I guess a lot of these silver rounds and stuff would be good too, but I think it would be better to have junk, what they call junk silver, because it's not really junk, but it's just silver coin that was circulated. And it's not numismatic quality. So basically it's like bullion, but it's recognizable for what it is. So as far as having money to barter on the black market or off of the grid, so to speak, because the new currency is going to be digital. Yeah, they're setting it up. They've been working on it for decades. And because they knew where the internet was going back in 1988. That was that when they made their prediction in 30 years. Well, they didn't get it in 30 years because 2018 came and went, but they've announced 2030 as their goal. And someone else sent me that the new prime minister of Israel is intent on building the the temple on the Temple Mount. And I believe that it's going to be part of the Abraham Accord that is going through the Middle East right now in other countries, that they're going to implement that there on the Temple Mount. And I believe if they want to close that prophecy by 2030, because it's an Antichrist prophecy, it's a prophecy because the 70th week of Daniel was the week of Jesus. Yeah, it was the week of the true Messiah. It was the Messiah's week of the 70 weeks. But the Antichrist came up with a scheme, instead taking it away from Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, and giving that week to the Antichrist instead. And so now most people believe that the 70th week is called also the Great Tribulation, the 7-year Great Tribulation, and it is for the Antichrist to come and rule the world for 7 years and deal with the Jews, of course. But the 70th week is when Jesus was here. The 69 weeks, after the 69 weeks, the Messiah would appear on the scene, said the prophecy. And Jesus appeared, but they don't give him his week. They take it away from him and say, well, the week that Jesus was here, that was nothing. Yeah, it's like that. That was the Messiah's week, and that was the final week for Israel. And after the week was done, with the first 3.5 in the midst of the week, he shall take away the sacrifice. By the sacrifice of himself, he did. And he went to the cross, and he was died, and he rose, and he was resurrected, and he was shown to thousands there on the ground, and then he ascended to be with the Father. And the final week played out with, after Pentecost, they had received the Holy Spirit, the church in Israel, and they had the remainder of that 70th week to carry the gospel to Israel. That's why the Jews, when that 70th week ended, were surprised when the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit too. Yeah, remember their surprise? Yeah, they were surprised. And that's what happened. The 70th week ended. And now the church, instead of being just national Israel, became a supranational church. The church that Jesus said, I will build, became supranational. And if you're part of his elect, you are part of that church today. Because he has continued. He said, I will build my church, and he is building his church. He didn't say the Pope will build my church. Yeah. He didn't say the Pope will build my church by a wafer sacrifice, by a bloodless sacrifice, by re-crucifying me every day. Yeah. No. He rose from the dead. He was taken down from the cross. He was put in the ground, and he descended into hell. But death had no claim on him, and he rose from the dead. And he offers to be the propitiation, the substitute, sacrifice, payment for our sins. So there is nothing more important than that you give your life to Christ, that you submit totally to him, that you call on him as your Lord and your Master, and thank him that his blood covers your sin. Because if I didn't know that I was saved, and if I didn't know that I was one of the elect, I would plead with God Almighty to have mercy on me and to allow me to be one of his elect. Yeah. That's what I would pray for. Until I had that assurance of salvation, I would not give up. Because I do remember a time in my life where I was going through that kind of crisis, and I just said, I'm not going to let go. I don't care. I know I'm sinful. I can't allow my sinfulness to hold me back from walking with Christ. I can't allow my own shame for sin. I need forgiveness, and I need to learn how to walk in a way that's pleasing to him. And I don't care how many times I fall. I'm going to get back up every time, and I'm going to grab onto his robe, his hand, his arm, whatever I can grab onto. And you know, let him drag me, if that's what it takes, into the kingdom. Whatever it takes. There's nothing more important than that. And, you know, I have family members I love and I pray for every day, and I pray for the listeners of First Amendment Radio and this broadcast continually. I want to see you all there. I don't want anyone to be missing, but I have to go whether you want to or not. I must, whether you like it or not, whether you miss the boat or not, I'm going to be on it, figuratively speaking. Okay, I got one more segment coming up. I'll be back.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And prophecy is being fulfilled as we live and as we breathe. For many years, it just seemed like things would never move. But they have moved in the last year. We see the consolidation of power. We see how that they're bringing about the totalitarian rule that it will be required for a mark of the beast. They've got the government forms. They've got everything they need to move ahead. And they are moving ahead. By 2030, you know, I've always considered the fact that I would need the mark of the beast to even get on the internet or to have a cell phone. I have a smartphone here. Mine must be pretty dumb. But I guess you can keep your cell phone. You just won't have a plan. You'll have to get on hotspots on the internet to wherever that's free. I can't see them taking services away, but well, you know, the internet's a pretty tricky thing. So we'll see how they control that and keep people who won't get the mark off the internet. And we're going to have to, you know, that's that. I see how I've been excluded over beginning about the turn of the century continually from things that before, or even as a supposedly free man in America, that I should have be able to take advantage of. But I've learned that most of these things are private agreements, and they can't legally, you know, strip me of my rights, my liberty, and as a free man in America. But they've been privatizing a lot of things, like, you know, getting a driver's license. Well, to get a driver's license, you have to sign an agreement. So it becomes a private law matter or a privilege. It's the true meaning of privilege means private law from, I believe, the Latin privi lege. Yeah, private law matter. And you don't have to get a driver's license. And if you don't sign, they won't give you one. So you have to sign the agreement. It's like Social Security. You know, most people, everyone's volunteered. Or your parents volunteered. You likely today, if you're young, less than, you know, if you're less than 50, 40 or 50 years old, if you're under 40 or 50, it's likely that your parents signed you up in order to get a benefit, because they were working in the socialist employment system, because your socialist security number is your employment number in the system too. It's your everything number, and it's your medical number. It's everything now. Although they have the little card and it says not to be used for identification. You believe that? I can't think of any other reason for having the number than identification. How stupid do they think we are when they put on their not to be used for identification on something that has no other use whatsoever except identification? Are you believing it? Are you buying it? Well, most people have, sadly. Yeah, most people have. But then there's the agreement, because you had to sign, or like I said, someone signed for you. So probably most people living today did not actually sign up for it, because I don't think they send you the contract when you turn 18 and say, oh, we need your signature. Your parents signed for you, but we need you to reaffirm the agreement that you are a socialist. You are voluntarily engaging in socialism. You agree to submit to yearly inquisitions as to the matter of all your financial matters, so that we can ascertain how to spend your money, or at least the part that we're taking from your labor. In the contract, that you agree that they should be able to redistribute whatever portion of your financial activity that they desire, and that they can change the rules at any time, and doesn't matter if you like it or not. See, that's what this agreement is. Now, who would volunteer for such an agreement? Yeah. Who would volunteer for such an agreement? Oh, and by the way, you don't have to sign or participate because it's a free country. We can't require you to participate or continue to volunteer because it's a free country. But if you have volunteered in the past and we can show it and you stop volunteering now, we may prosecute you under breach of contract. We may even throw you in prison for it, in a debtor's prison of a sort. Don't worry, we have plenty of examples of people that we've done this to. As a matter of fact, we parade them across the media every occasionally. We march one out and parade them in front of the world for everyone to see what we do if you do not comply, if you do not continue to follow. The truth is undeniable and self-evident, says Mr. Wordsworth in the DLive chat room over there, for those with eyes to see. So you're not required to. And you can withdraw. You know, I said it before. Back away from the beast, you know, because it's the mark of the beast. Back away from the beast slowly and carefully. Don't turn around and run. Don't throw it in their face. But back away slowly and carefully from the beast. That's my admonition. You know, because I started to back away slowly and carefully back in the 90s. And it's been quite a journey ever since. So, and, you know, you may, because if you refuse to participate, well, they're coming after you. And if they come after me and say, well, here, you must sign, you must worship, you must obey. And I say, I cannot worship, because the Bible says that anyone who takes this financial mark, a mark needed to buy or sell or trade, that they will be thrown, and they will have their part in the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever. And I go, no, 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 no. I'm concerned about forever. It's this short life that I'm not as concerned about. This life that's coming to an end anyway. I mean, in 2023, okay, I will celebrate, you know, my 70th birthday, okay, 2023. And I predict by that time that they will begin to build the Temple Mount. Now, that's my prediction. I don't have a thus saith the Lord. I'm just going on their timetable, which is 2030. And they want to debunk completely the Bible and Bible prophecy as much as they can. So they came up with a false prophecy, and they have to play it out. And it's going to take 7 years to run this play, because that's part of the false prophecy. It's the 70th week of Daniel prophecy, the juxtaposed Antichrist dispensational end-time Antichrist prophecy. You know, the one I was talking about earlier, the 70th week that belonged to the Messiah, where he would appear at the beginning of the 70th week, and that he would be cut off in the midst of the week, not for himself, but for the people. And he would have put an end to the sacrifice and oblation by the sacrifice of himself in the middle of the week. But he would rise from the dead. And that 3.5 years later, the gospel would go to the Gentiles when the 70th week was completed. Because Jesus said, I have not come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was their final week. The week of the Messiah. Yeah, what does it say in Malachi? I'm thinking of Malachi right now. Oh, yes, there it is. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, John the Baptist, and the Lord whom you seek. Who are they seeking? The Lord, the true prophet, the Messiah, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. He did. He said, I have not come but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Who better to confirm the covenant than the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delighted? Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. He was. That was his week. But they have their false week, and they're going to play it out because what? Most of the evangelical world believes their lie that the 70th week of Daniel is going to happen, and it's the Antichrist week, where the Antichrist, well, you don't know who he is, and you can't know who he is because they don't want you to know that they were identified, that the papacy was identified as the man of sin from Paul's prophecy. The man of sin who would appear with a great apostasy. Paul's man of sin from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 would come. He was identified 500, 600, 700 years ago. They wanted to overthrow that in history, and they did. And that's why most of the evangelical world and many sincere Christians, wonderful people, believe a lie so that they can be deceived. But if you're his and you're his elect, your eyes should be opened by the time that they require you to participate in their one world monetary final form of the Mark of the Beast system, which they hope to have introduced by 2030. So they need to have this 7-year play completed by then, to discredit the Bible and Bible prophecy altogether. When you aren't raptured, you'll say, oh, the Bible's wrong. The Bible is wrong. We weren't raptured. Oh, no. But see, the Bible never said you would be secretly raptured 7 years before Christ came. That's the lie they taught you. They use conjecture to twist the scriptures into saying that and making you believe it. I know I believed it. You know what? 20, 30 years ago, I believed it. I read the late Great Planet Earth in the 1980s. And I went, oh, wow. Yeah. The rapture and the Great Tribulation. I don't want to be here for that Great Tribulation because all the calamity and all everything bad that listed, that scary book Revelation, is going to happen then. And I don't want to be here then. That's the Antichrist lie. All of that stuff, all of the calamity, the revelation, has been playing out for 2,000 years. Read the Horae Apocalypticae. Get my book here, you know, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. And I also have my latest book, yeah, this one, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. And if you want to understand it better. And I have another book, that I just published called An Exposition of the Revelation in the Historicist Premillennial Understanding, if you want to understand the revelation. Okay? And plus, I have all these resources. You can even listen to that, the Audible version, free. Yeah, you don't have to buy my book. Yeah, you don't have to buy it. You can listen to it for free. The Revelation study is there at my website at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Go to the Bible Studies page and click on the Revelation, and you'll see it there. It's all there for you, the entire book. And I made an Audible version, which you could buy on Amazon too, but and some people have already. So it's up to you, you know. Like I said, you know, I don't want to force anyone, and I'm not making any money, very much money on books. What little money I make just contributes to the work that we're doing here on at First Amendment Radio and doing this broadcast every week. So anyway, I believe by 2023 that's that they're going to begin this. So it looks like everything is going right on schedule. It's still 2021. They got a couple years to get this thing done, and they'll have some kind of a 7-year treaty agreement for the Abraham Accord on the Temple Mount. Okay. And they will commence, and nobody's going to be raptured. Yeah. Because I don't believe that Jesus is coming till about 2025. And I have a study out there, and you can check it out for yourself. You can come to your own conclusion. Many people have. That about the year 2025 will be the beginning of the seventh millennium. And so when nobody's raptured, well, we don't have to be surprised. God's word is true. And they will tell you that, well, that's, you know, you guys had the wrong interpretation. They won't tell you that they developed that interpretation, but that's all outlined in my book. It's not in my exposition of the Revelation, but it is in my book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. And I played the Audible version on air of that several times already, and I probably will play it sometime again this summer. Maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I will do that. But, okay, so I'm going to tell you right now. I'm finishing up my Jeremiah study this week. I hope you all been enjoying that. And you can hear that. It's on my website too, there. So you can get that. And, I think next week again, I will play the Audible version of this book beginning Monday. I think it takes 2 weeks to do it. So, it will play for 2 weeks, and these only stay up a week. So you have a week when, like, each show Monday through Friday, only stays in the archives there a week, and then it disappears. It's overwritten by the next week. So make sure you get to it starting Monday. It'll be in the podcast, or you can listen live, and it will play on the air during the air. That's why you should have the app on your stupid phone, Prophecy Reality app on your stupid phone, or have a link to firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI. So that you can continually listen and keep your mind bathed in the truth and hear what's really going on out there in the world, plus take advantage of the teaching that I do and others do. Tom Fress, we've got some great broadcasts that we've recorded over the last 15 years from him and continue to play. And we have Ligonier Ministries, Renewing Your Mind, good theologically. Not so much on the eschatology thing, but on the theology and history, you know, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So I know they exceed me on theology. That's why I have them on, because I need to listen to them. But to tell you honestly, I play on First Amendment Radio what I want to hear. Yeah, it doesn't mean that I agree with everything that's played and that I do hear. Sometimes I hear things that I just don't agree with, especially some things on the news, but I have the best news service I could find out there for you. I don't have staff to do my own news service. Wish I did, but, you know, if the Lord wants that to happen, I'm sure that He'll make it happen. He's the boss. Okay, so anyway, I expect that we'll see that, and that this play, and I wrote a book about that too. Yeah, it's called When the Third Temple is Built. So you'll get an idea. And you can get this one free by going to my Get the Book tab at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com and ask for a copy. I'll give you a PDF or a EPUB edition, whatever, Kindle edition, of this one, When the Third Temple is Built. The Rapture Play Will Begin. I have an updated version of this available on Amazon. It's called The Abraham Accord. Basically the same book, though, except for the first chapter has to do with the Abraham Accord and the updated one. But basically the gist, everything is the same. And this book, so if you know anyone that is a futurist dispensationalist, you should get this free ebook. I'll send you a PDF, and you can send it to everyone in your mailing list. All of your dispensational friends. They should all be interested. Yeah. I've sent out thousands upon thousands of free copies of this. We even mailed them out in 2017 when Michael was here helping me. And we mailed hundreds of them out to pastors and ministers. And I think not one response did we get in writing. But I mailed them out from Lulu Press. So, but none of them got back to us here. So, cause we mailed them directly from the printing, company. Okay. Well, I'm just about out of time. Let me check, see if we got any comments or questions over here in the DLive chat room. At least we have one chat room that works. And, adherence to preterism and futurist Jesuit Ribera and Manuel de Lacunza. Yeah, well, thank you for that, Fuzzmeister says that I am most accurate on most things. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I want to be accurate on most things. If I get it wrong, I want to correct it. Yeah, because what's the point in being wrong? There's no point in it. Yeah, you got to walk into eternity. You want to be as right as you possibly can. Your name and where you're calling from? Yeah, okay, well, I guess the phone's not working either, as well as the chat room isn't working today. It's always something, huh? Yeah. Yes, it is Nicholas. You got the spelling right there, Fuzzmeister. Let's see, same here, but missing the identity of the Antichrist with such knowledge as they possess is inexcusable. I know, well, that they've tried very hard to cover up the knowledge of the Antichrist. I mean, if you were identified as the Antichrist 500 years ago, and you had 500 years to cover it up, what kind of job do you think you could do? You know, especially if you had a shadow government to work with you in academia and every seminary on the planet, and you controlled the money, so you got to control what books and prophecy got out there and became popular. Just think what a good job you could do. Yeah. So I guess we have to excuse them, because look at what they're up against, man. I mean, I believed it until I had to go teach it. And to teach it, I had to find it in the Bible, and I could not find it. That's what changed me, the Word of God. And that's why I wrote this book, because I want people to read it and go, oh, this guy's right. The Bible doesn't say that. And then they're going to find out if they're true, if they have the spirit of truth. They just need to be shown the truth in God's Word. And then, so like I said, get this book from me. If you email me and say, I want a PDF, a link for the PDF. As a matter of fact, I'll put it in the chat room there at DLive right now. Okay? Yeah, here it is. And so you can give it to anybody. Copy. Go to DLive. My last thing here today is to give you this link. Send this to everybody on your email list. Do a mass email, especially your dispensational friends. I'm out of time. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is. Speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy and history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh. Rescue teams in Surfside, Florida are preparing to face some difficulties at the site of the collapsed condo, Charles Watson reports.
They not only have to worry about how they can work around President Biden's visit tomorrow, but also the threat of two potential tropical storms that are brewing out in the Atlantic Ocean that could complicate search and rescue efforts in the days ahead. The Florida Division of Emergency Management is requesting an additional urban search and rescue team from the federal government, as resources may need to be split between the collapse site and areas in the path of those potential tropical systems. In the meantime, rescue crews continue to work around the clock.
Former President Donald Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since leaving office. Griff Jenkins is in La Jolla, Texas, with a preview.
We'll have a press briefing with Governor Abbott and former President Trump, and then ultimately that tour of the border wall, exact location unknown, but we've actually taken cover because a really heavy storm hit. We saw storms late yesterday, and there's more storms in the forecast, so it's going to be an interesting situation. Also joining the delegation is a GOP delegation of about a dozen House members. One of them is Representative Michael Cloud. His district, about 100 miles north of where we are, but very much impacted by the border crisis. He blames the Biden administration for undoing Trump-era policies for the crisis.
A divided Supreme Court is keeping a federal eviction ban in place for a few more weeks. Jared Halpern with more.
The Supreme Court turned away a challenge to the Centers for Disease Control ban on residential evictions put in place last year to help combat the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. A group of landlords asked the justices to allow a lower court ruling that blocked that eviction moratorium to go in effect nationwide. That moratorium is due to expire July 31st. Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett would have allowed the challenge to be heard.
Some gas stations in Colorado are out of gas, but it's not because of a supply problem. Kagan Harsha of Fox TV affiliate KDVR in Denver tells us the reason.
It's a lack of truck drivers, simply not enough drivers to get the product to the pump.
It's affecting everything. I don't know that there's any one cause for the shortage.
Harold Trent is the director of this truck driving school in Wheat Ridge. While he says the shortage is nothing new,
this has been going on for several years.
Says things did get worse during COVID.
Drivers with pre-existing health conditions quit, you know, a lot of fear, a lot of I'm not going to do this anymore.
AAA Colorado expects the shortage to continue until early fall.
This Sunday will be the day many churches thank God for the blessings of liberty and freedom. But a liberal publication says you shouldn't mix worship and patriotic songs in the same service.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic is most definitely a patriotic song, but it's also a declaration of God's blessing on this country. Kelsey Kramer McGinnis, writing in Christianity Today, says the song and all other patriotic songs should be off limits in a worship service that, by definition, is meant to honor God. Taco's Janet Mefford says the song is both patriotic and a worship song.
What Christians generally have done is to thank the Lord for our freedoms, thank the Lord for our liberty, thank the Lord for the blessing of being able to live in this country, to worship Him freely.
In fact, the song doesn't mention America even once. It does have an awful lot to do with Jesus. Christ.